Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's here. It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Uh-oh.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
We care.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Show number 18. Wow, 36. 1836.
Okay.
Along with our producer, Morty, back from Disneyland, where we had such a great time. I know you two stayed a little bit longer.
Yeah, yes.
Enjoyed the entire weekend there.
Yes, it was. Oh, it was just great. It was great. Crammed in what we could. At one point, I think we all just said, all right, we got to relax now. Let's go have drinks and relax, okay?
Did you actually text me, Morty, and said you were napped out?
Yesterday.
Like you had too much time to nap?
Was that it? No.
Yesterday I texted saying that we were going to the game, and I was exhausted.
Oh,
and
well,
I started to come down with something.
Oh, wow. No.
Great.
No. But
coronavirus.
No.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, no.
Good.
I did. I did nap more than I normally would have at a Disney.
Okay. Well, we kind of went in spurts.
Yeah.
Kind of went in spurts, several hours, then took a little break, then back out.
Yeah.
Then took a little break. There was one point Friday night, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it was like they opened the gates from another country. And just millions of people came in. Millions of people.
Okay.
Wow.
Well,
geez.
I did get this picture from Morty. I said, you guys are still there. And he said,
yeah.
Yes, this is where we're at right
now. Yes, that was our last ride right there.
That was the last ride.
Well, we had such a good time. And thank you to everybody there that took care of us.
Hopefully we can provide a good time for you guys.
Because at 8:40, you have a chance to win a family four-pack to Disneyland. That's your first shot to win. So make sure you're listening for that. Weather-wise, they say maybe a few showers this morning off and on, but later in the day, sunshine, maybe a little breezy. High today, 65, 72 the high tomorrow, 47 now. And Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I don't know what it is about celebrities falling, but it's happening everywhere. Everywhere. I'll tell you who else.
All right. At least they can get up, though. So.
Yes, still.
More on that and some other stories after AC/DC Highway to Hell.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Of course, we did Rise of the Resistance at Disneyland. It was amazing. Well, the new guy who plays Chewbacca in the Star Wars movie, Morty, you'll like this. He has a new daughter. He named her Princess Baca. Princess
Seriously.
Baca. Seriously. Yeah.
That's
seriously.
Her name.
If anyone can do it, it's him. He gets to do that. We do not get to do that. He gets to do
that. Well, I wouldn't want to do
Princess
that.
Well, you might have that. So, just saying.
How is she going to explain? Well, you got to know my dad was Chewbacca.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if she'll have to explain, actually,
for
if he keeps playing those for a while. Yeah, I'm thinking they'll know.
Who,
why.
Her and friends?
Her friends
aren't going to know.
Oh, yeah, her friends will know. Your dad's an actor, so yeah, that'll carry over.
You know that right off the bat when you meet somebody?
No, but I mean, if you know your friends, right? Don't you know what their parents do? And it's kind of cool, you know? I mean, that would be kind of cool, especially this day and age.
Especially with that.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the dad that's going to make the Chewbacca noise every single time her friends come over.
Yeah, or she may.
Yeah.
She may end up doing it, too. And she'll be called something else. I'm sure they'll call her something else, you know, along the way. My niece's name is Alyssa, and I don't think anyone was once called her that.
Right.
You know? But good for him. Like I say, if that's you, you can do that.
Okay.
You can do that. Tony Romo signed a new contract that will pay him $17 million a year. to do NFL games on CBS.
I think he's making more as a broadcaster.
I think so. I think you're right.
And
I
he's
know.
Better at it, I think, I know. Than he did playing football.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they were just, CBS is just happy his name's not Booger. So it's like, you're going to go by Tony, right? You're not, okay, good. So you might have seen this, of course. Now, during a stop on her speaking tour Saturday night, Oprah talking about having balance in her life. And she kind of lost her balance during her talk.
Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Right. Oprah?
Wrong shoes. It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
Yes, exactly. Not only did Oprah take a header, Madonna. Jeez, during a show in Paris on Thursday night, she fell, hurt herself, left the stage in tears. I don't know if it was just because she's been having a problem. She was sick for a while.
Yeah.
She canceled the show that was scheduled for last night because of it. So I don't know if she was actually hurt, if she hurt herself. She does. She still dances and all that. So
well, she's not getting
if
younger.
She's hurt, well, that's just it. I don't know how these people are doing some of the things they do. Just sing now.
Yeah.
You don't have to get out there and do a whole stage show, kids.
No.
Madge, just put down the dancing shoes. Take them off. Go barefoot like Oprah's doing now. Just kick off the shoes. Relax. Sit in a chair. Okay, just sit in a chair.
Who was it that came out in the throne?
Axl Rose,
yes.
Right? And then Dave Grohl he busted his foot a while back, too.
In fact, they shared the same throne.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Hey, don't miss Kansas at the Smith Center, March 21st.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny, and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, the only reason I play this is because you and I both like this song. We love the video. This is a guy that clearly has a lot of time on his hands, and I wish I had the talent to do this.
Right.
Where you fill up glasses much, and then you get a tone out of it.
Right, right.
And you eventually can play a song.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. I'm sure you'll be able to tell us what song this is. Fast
hands.
Take
on me, huh? That's good.
Isn't that great?
That's really cool. I have a couple friends who were music majors, and they had to do that. They had to do that.
With glasses of water or bottles?
To figure out where you had to fill them, and then they would play. It was really cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
I think after a couple of pops, I've tried to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you go, hey, listen. And it's, I don't even know what, it's not even a song.
No, it's sure not. No.
Actually, it turns out to be very annoying.
Yeah, exactly. It really does. Yes.
But I thought this guy has it down.
Yeah. Didn't he use his own thing for percussion, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I like that.
Very good.
I like it.
What do these people do before YouTube?
I know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he just sitting at home playing around?
They lived in their parents' basement without YouTube.
Yeah, that's about it.
And the glasses stacked up because they didn't want to take it upstairs, so that's why.
What are you doing down there? Meatloaf.
Yes. Jeez.
Very good. Time to make dreams come true, Carla. They're all happening at Disneyland Resort. Winning details coming up in minutes.
Yay!
Or if you want to do it now, just go to our website for all the details. 709, we had a good time at Disneyland on Friday.
Yeah, that place is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is. Somebody said, is it really the happiest place on earth? I said, it is. When you're there, there's no other world outside of there. There really isn't.
Seems to be.
Yeah, it's very cool. The people are amazing. I all 5,000 of their employees, man, they're amazing.
And the big thing right now is Star Wars.
Rise of the Resistance.
Yes. You went on it how many times?
We went on it just once.
Just once.
We just got it once. It's hard to get in a second time.
Okay.
Morty got in a second time, but it would have been when we were catching our plane. So
it was either come back.
I know. I actually looked into plane tickets to see what it would have been to switch.
I did too.
Not, yeah.
Now, when we were talking to Laura Bustamante, who is she's a host there.
Right, right.
Said that you can go on the ride even though you've never seen any of the movies. And as we talked to her on Friday, she said, in fact, what happens, those people that go on it that haven't seen the movies, after you're on it, you want to go see the movies.
Yes, yes.
And then come back and do it again.
It's like seeing a movie and then having to read the book, you know?
Right.
And that's, it's amazing. And I am not a big Star Wars. Not that I'm not a big fan. I've only seen the first two originals. But I know enough about them, you know, the newer ones. It's just amazing. It's not even knowing anything about it. It's just what they've done. You're in the movie.
Yeah.
You're in the movies. It's amazing.
Well, you'll have a chance to do it yourself. We have a family four-pack to give away.
Yes.
In fact, your first chance to win a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, so make sure you're listening for that. All right, let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, spring break starting in a lot of different places now through Easter. Panama City, Florida has banned booze on the city's beaches during the entire month of March. The city is definitely cracking down on drunk spring breakers. There have been so many incidents over the years that a lot of beaches are doing this. They just don't want it.
It's gotten out of control.
Yeah, it really has. It really has. Opening day for baseball, by the way, this year, March 26th. The earliest it has ever been.
Huh.
Yeah, I know it. Some good things about March, right?
Yeah.
One of them, this Sunday, we spring forward.
Looking forward to it.
Yay! Long days.
Let's just stay there.
Yeah, I know. I wish we could. And listen here, we know about this now. Within about the three-minute mark, that's when we check out in a conversation. If we're just not taken with it, if we're just truly bored, 3 minutes, that's what you get. Topics that are most likely to make us just totally tune out. Golf is number one.
What?
Yep. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear about golf. Celebrity gossip, football, veganism, and fashion trends.
You know what?
So there you go.
I wish our limo driver from the airport to Disneyland would have talked about golf.
Yeah, I know.
Mine did.
Anything but, Morty had a good one. Oh, boy. Anything. Listen, any limo drivers, Uber, Lyft, cab drivers even. No politics.
No.
No politics. Well, not like just, hey, here's my opinion. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Right.
Okay? Just stay away from that. Golf. Perfect. How about that? Let's talk fashion, shall we? Monday. Exactly. A few things you should know.
Carla, read this story because John is in our studio this morning and being from Penn State and a graduate of Penn State, this might hit very close to home.
I don't know if you know this restaurant, John. It's called Taco Bell. And apparently your family, your Penn State family are mourning the loss of a Taco Bell downtown. I don't know exactly where it is. College Avenue.
Yes, it's right across the street from campus.
Okay. Are you familiar with this?
I'm familiar with it. However, when I was a student, it was an Arby's, not a Taco Bell.
Oh.
We mourned the closing of the Arby's when it turned into a clothing store, then turned into a Taco Bell.
Wait a second. God. It just didn't go from Arby's to Taco Bell?
No, it was a clothing store. It went from a restaurant to a store back to a restaurant.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a good point, too. I mean, my God, some of them people in that area have had to mourn the death of two fancy restaurants.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But that's just it. I mean, did you mourn the loss of something here locally or maybe where you're from?
Like a favorite place that you always went to, and then when it closed, you were so sad.
Yeah.
You're laying flowers at the place, teddy bears.
I would have. The number one place for me was Houlihan's, man. It was over on Rainbow and Lake Mead, West Lake Mead.
Uh-huh.
Loved that place. Loved it.
It wasn't locally, but back in my hometown, they had a place called the Custard Stand.
Right.
As a little kid on a baseball team, if you won, you got 10 cents. You could go inside.
Right.
Buy candy, hot dog, whatever the case
could
be.
Richie Cunningham. Go ahead. You know, if you had a dime.
They had the best. Even my kids go, how much could you buy with a dime? I said, quite a bit.
At the time. Yes, exactly.
But they had the best hot dogs. And as an adult, I went back there and they closed it down. And I said, my life is over.
What about you, Morty? buddy.
Andy's Drive-In.
Andy's Drive-In.
With the red roof. You could see it from the Pulley, which is way up in the mountain.
In the Hawaii.
In the
Hawaii.
Yeah, in the Hawaii's.
Okay. And they did the classic car nights.
Right.
They did this, the roller skate your orders out to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the girls were on roller skates?
Yeah.
I mean, until the asphalt got all chunked up and there were puddles everywhere.
They used to do that at Sonic, too.
They sold burgers and shrimp burgers. Oh, they're so good. And Green River. Did you guys ever have Green River?
No.
No.
It was like the lemon lime drink.
John, anything else for you?
Yeah, there was a great hot dog place in Harrisburg where I grew up called The Spot.
I'll see.
Where it was a good place to go because it was open later than when the bars closed. The dude that was the cook was in there all sweaty cooking, and then he would line the hot dog buns up on his sweaty arm, slap the hot dogs in him, and then serve them to you.
That's why they were good.
That's why they were good. Disgusting, yet really good.
Anybody else want to join in and give us that place that when they closed, it was just awful, and you literally mourned the fact that your place was gone.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3.
So based on a story out of, Pennsylvania, right next to the campus of Penn State, which John Schaefer is an alumni of Penn State, so you know where we're talking about.
Yeah. Right.
Students are actually mourning the closing of a Taco Bell.
Right. Yeah. Mourning. They held a vigil for it.
So we just wanted to know, are there those places in your life that at one time, you know, it was just a natural to go there, and then one day it's closed.
Yeah.
To the point where you're that upset where you would mourn the closing of this place.
Yeah.
So you can either text in or call in 702-739-9636.
Got some locally, Foxy Dogs in downtown. Do you remember that place?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty popular. Godfather's Pizza. A lot of people were upset when Godfather's closed all over the place. Kevin said Alpine Village. Alpine Village Inn, you remember that?
That was
on the Rathskeller.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was over on Paradise.
Boy, that was awesome.
It was really
cool.
You'd
go downstairs.
Oh.
It was just great.
Yeah.
It was just a great atmosphere.
Oh, man. Joe Philly's Pizza, right across from Sunset Park. We got the Burgundy Room at Lady Luck. That was a pretty happening spot, too, that place. Yeah, that was a pretty nice restaurant. Right. Wow.
Becky's on the phone. Becky, what was it for you?
Carlos Murphy's.
Oh, wow. Yes, over on Maryland Parkway?
Right across from UNLV. We would go for happy hour before economics class.
Well, of course.
Yes, want to grab a beer before econ? Yeah.
Hello. Becky, thanks a lot for the call.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Ray J, what about you? What place?
Oh, man, it was a place called Gas and Eat. And this is way back in early Vegas in the 60s, man. It used to be at Rancho and Bonanza.
Uh-huh.
It was an A-frame building, and it was like a little burger joint. There was two gas pumps there. You pull in there while you're getting something to eat, and they'd fill your car up, and you'd come back. You're fat, dumb, and happy, and head up to Reno.
Yeah. I like
there
that.
There you go. You gas and you eat. Chantel, what about you? What was it?
Blockbuster. Like, I miss being able on, like, Friday nights after school, like, with my parents, going in, picking out a movie. It was a whole experience.
You know, the building is still there over on, on Buffalo. Buffalo and Washington.
Yep.
The building it was in, it's still there. They haven't done anything with it.
And then Dad, of course, would always say, only three movies.
You only get three movies.
Every time.
Because you're not going to watch any more than that. I got to bring them back Sunday. Jeez.
Yep, definitely.
Because we'll be charged $200 if they're not back.
And rewound. Yep. Chantel, you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You too.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Your first Wham code word of the day. It is hello.
Hello. H-E-L-L-O. Hello.
Hello. Text it to 59457. That is 59457. Or go ahead, enter it online at 963kklz.com. You've got until 8:15 now. Spell it correctly. That's all you have to do for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. That is coming up. This hour's Wham code word again, hello. Text it 59457. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
You still have a couple of minutes to text the word hello to 59457. Grab your share of some Wham walking around money. Put $100 in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize we have to give away. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center, the word is hello. Text it to 59457. Good luck. They say weather-wise, it's going to be clearing by this afternoon. Should be nice. Maybe a little breezy. High of 65. Sunshine tomorrow. Windy, though. And 72 the high.
Okay.
So, should be warming up. Should be nice. It's only about 50 outside right now. All right, we got it. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Paulina Porizkova, of course, Rick Ocasek's estranged ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's weird. Yeah, I know. Well, they were, but she feels betrayed that he pretty much wrote her out of his will. There was really nothing there, and she was actually taking care of him and helping him out there towards the end. So, kind of sad, really. I mean,
she got nothing.
No. I mean, she said it's not even that. It's just like that's just odd. It's an odd feeling, you know, when you're mourning someone. It's kind of an odd feeling, you know.
So I get nothing after all these years. Yeah. I know we were divorced.
Yeah, but they were together a long, long time.
Yeah, they were.
Long time. Jeez. Adam Levine apologizing for putting on a bad Maroon 5 concert in Chile last week. Are there any good ones? Sorry, people.
All right.
He said there were technical problems and he sounded terrible because he was trying too hard to overcompensate for those technical problems. So, yeah.
So does everybody give their money back or are they going back to Chile?
Who knows? I'm sure they'll probably try to make good if they can.
Yeah.
But, it's not like they can just zip back to Chile, but, you know.
Is that why they keep doing Vegas every year?
Uh-huh.
They're making up for the year before.
Let's all make it known. I'm not a big fan. I just don't think he can hit a note on a good day. But, you know, whatever. It's Maroon 5, right?
Maybe the air down in Chile is different.
That could be.
I don't know.
And Steven Spielberg's adopted daughter, Michaela. Boy, a lot has come out in the past couple of weeks. She decided to do porn, but it's just solo porn. She's not, you know, with someone.
Right.
Well, she was arrested over the weekend in Nashville for misdemeanor domestic violence.
Oh.
She has a court date coming up here next week. Her fiancé said the arrest was a misunderstanding. Now, the claims are that she was arrested after throwing things at her fiancé and injured his hand and wrist the following night in a bar. Well, I don't know what's going on.
Sounds like there's a lot more going on there.
Yeah, there probably is.
Now, is she still in touch with Steven Spielberg and her mother?
Yeah, it sounds like he and all of his kids and their kids are very close.
Oh.
Kate Capshaw, and then he was married to, Amy Irving?
Yes.
Right? I think so.
I believe so.
The first one, I think it was. Yeah. So, I don't know. I worry. I worry about Michaela. I don't know her. You don't know me, Michaela, but reach out if you need something. I'll try to help you out, girl. Not like I
you
can,
would.
But, you know, but I'd like to meet your dad, so that'd be cool.
Okay.
It is Monday. By golly, you know what? Let me remind you, do not miss Kansas over at the Smith Center. That would be March 21st.
End of last week sometime, one of the better known tennis players, female tennis players, called it quits.
Yeah.
Maria Sharapova, who was, I think, best known not for winning titles as much as she was for her grunts.
Grunty, grunt, grunt. When did people start grunting so much, especially the women in tennis?
Very good looking young lady, good tennis player.
You never knew that, though, with her hair back. You never know what the women look like. Then you see them, it's like, that's you?
But made famous by her grunts, which in turn inspired this incredible and very hot ad campaign.
They're hot, sweaty.
sweaty, and when they swing, they love to get loud. They're women tennis players, and you can listen in live at 1-900-HOT-GRUNTS. Whether you're into singles or doubles, you can be their special ball boy at 1-900-HOT-GRUNTS. Call now and work on your forehand while these clay court playmates serve up the hottest grunts. Is it out or is it in? Our phone number is all you need. 1-900-HOT-GRUNTS.
I don't know if that was one of her bigger endorsements.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but, you know, good for her. Got to do something when the career's over, right?
Hot grunts. Yes. 1-800-HOT-GRUNTS. 825 Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. You're giving your family a chance to go to Disneyland, happiest place on earth.
Yep.
Tell you how to win a family four-pack after the police and Every Breath You Take.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, all this week you're going to have a chance to win a family four-pack. Off to Disneyland. That, of course, the happiest place on earth.
Yes, it is.
It's a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the resort from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And for a second chance to win, this is so cool. If you can't get through on the phone lines, you can actually register for a family four-pack on our website.
Good. Do
which
it,
is awesome.
People.
All right, this morning, here you go. This is what we're going to do. Carla is going to give you a plot to a movie, a description of a Disney movie. You simply tell us the name of the movie. Okay. You know, like when you had TV Guide, you go to TV Guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would say the show, this is what the show is going to be about.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
You'll read a description of the movie. Simply tell us by the title of the movie what movie it is. From Disney.
This is from Disney, yes.
Starting with caller number 9, Carla. Mm-hmm. Phone lines are on hold right now. We're going to get through news and weather. But hopefully you know your Disney movies.
Yes, exactly.
And then in a couple of minutes, we'll take them off hold. 702-739-9636. That is our number, so good luck. We have Dina on the phone. Dina, Carla's going to read a description of a Disney movie. You simply tell us the name of that movie by title, and you are a winner.
All right, Dina, here you go. A beautiful girl is sold by her father to an evil prince in exchange for leniency for his own crimes against the prince's property.
Name the movie.
Beauty and the Beast.
You got it! You got it! Good job.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You know your Disney.
I think she surprised herself.
I know.
I wasn't quite sure.
And you only get one shot.
Okay. Good job.
Gina, you got the family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. For everybody else who couldn't get through, you know, you can still have a chance to win. Go on our website to register for the family four-pack. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Congratulations, Vicki Harrington. Putting some wham in her pocket, a little walking around money, $100, qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. You know, your next chance to pick up some wham, right after the Eurythmics.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. This hour's Wham! Code word, wonder.
Wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R.
Like, I wonder if I'll win the $100. You could if you text wonder to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, the word wonder, spell it correctly. Make sure you enter before 9:15 for your chance to win that $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, wonder. Text it to 59457. You got 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
Still have a few more minutes to text the word wonder to 59457 or enter it at 963kklz.com. Put a little wham in your pocket. $100, walking around money, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. 9:06 and the other news coming up after Huey Lewis and the news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. By the way, give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, three women and a man recently went into a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina. Their bill was like $77, but they only put $25 on the table and then took off, which would have been fine. But one of the people left their ID on the table.
Oh, oops. Oh, great.
So
who has to pay now? Oh, this is great. Okay.
Police are tracking them down. Oh,
that sucks.
And So when you dash and dine, you got to take everything with you.
Man.
Okay. Guy in Oklahoma thought he heard squirrels in his attic, so he went back to check. Found a random guy up there.
What? Hey, big squirrel. Big squirrel.
Biggest squirrel ever.
Jeez.
Here he is calling 911.
Oklahoma City 911. What's your emergency?
Yeah, I've got a man, a stranger in my house, came into the attic, camped out overnight. I need somebody here immediately. I have a gun on him right now. Oh, grab your bag. We're going down the stairs.
Did you put the gun down?
No, I'm walking him down the stairway.
Yeah, he was packing, so the homeowner.
Yeah, good.
So said,
good.
Hey,
yeah.
Get your bag. We're going downstairs.
I get it.
And we're going to wait until cops come.
I just wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not hurting anything.
You know what? I'll take my nuts and go.
Exactly.
You thought I was a squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at me. Big squirrel. Hello. Look at me. Look at my tail. Look at that.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, listen, a news crew. This is hilarious. In British Columbia, Canada. They went to a Costco. They wanted to see if people were stocking up for coronavirus, you know. First guy they saw was walking out of the store with 16 boxes of condoms and a big jar of coconut oil.
Oh.
There you go. Stocking up right there. Wow. Okay, let's go to the next person. Oh, wow.
I mean, if I'm going to be quarantined.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'm going to have some fun.
Stocking up is different for everybody, I guess, you know.
I guess.
Doomsday's here. I got coconut oil and condoms. Wow. Come on
give
over.
Me a Snickers.
Sally, come on over. It's going to be great. And there is a new product that you put between your cheeks. Yes, your cheeks, not on your face.
Oh.
It absorbs the smell of your flatulence, Mike. It comes from a company called Shreddies, and they are the makers of the flatulence filtering underwear, and you can buy a pair for $25, or I guess it's a pair or one. $25 online. So if it's a problem with you, I read this story and I just thought, I guess that's why you get married, isn't it? Guess that's the reason. Honey, can you come here? Is this right? Is this thing where it's supposed to be? Is that right? Hold on, is it working? Okay, great. Thanks, honey. By the way, what is this? Can you see that? Mm-hmm. What is that? It's Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Every morning we do it. End the show with a little bit of good news so you can start your day with the good. Well, Jody, I hope you are listening. A family from Montana has both Disney and Apple to thank for ensuring their recent vacation ended magically. After all, this was this past October. Lisa and Jacob Troyer, they took their 6-year-old daughter, Sophie, on a week-long trip to Disney World. And on the final night of the trip, while waiting for a ferry boat to leave the park, Lisa, mom, her brand new iPhone 11 fell out of her bag and landed right into the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Oh, boy.
And it was late at night. It was dark. It was a goner. She just thought, what? Great. This is just great.
All my pictures and numbers.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, she obviously upset, and her 6-year-old daughter was devastated because you don't have any pictures now from Disney World, you know? Well, lo and behold, about 6 weeks later, a diving team found the phone, returned it to them, put it in the mail, sent it to them. It still worked, and they were able to recover all the pictures and video on the phone.
Wow.
Man. I guess they are waterproof.
I'm more surprised that it works.
Yes.
Than them sending it back, because that's what Disney does.
Yes, exactly. Oh, absolutely.
That is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. Wow. Oh, see, Jody, if you have the new phone and you drop it in the pool... You might be okay.
No, I know she's at work. If she's listening, she's going, first of all,
I know, first of all,
it wasn't me who dropped my phone. It was my husband.
That's right. You had it in the towel, right?
Yeah. Yeah, who puts a phone in a towel?
Yeah. Well, in the pool.
So I unwrapped the towel, and I'm looking, and she goes, where's my phone? I go, it was in the towel. I go, oh.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh,
down here at the bottom of the pool.
Oh, do you want it? Do you want me to get it?
Want me to dive down and get it?
Ethan, come here.
That's a great story.
It
is. The Disney thing is.
Of course it is. They do things like that. Yeah. They'll do it.
That's why we say, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, let's hear your version of a superhero locally.
Yes, please.
Just call us at 702-739-9636. All right, get ready to wrap it up at 9:38 and kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, well, there was a rash of celebrities just falling down.
Yes.
Over the weekend. Madonna, Oprah.
I know.
All celebrities with one name.
I know. Please be safe, Cher. Please be careful.
I mean, if I'm security...
Yeah, I know.
I'm on share like, all right,
yeah.
Let's...
Anyone who goes by that one name, I'm worried about you.
We were talking about those places you remember that, for whatever reason, they were so precious to you in your life that when they closed down, you mourned.
Yes, yeah.
Like the Taco Bell at Penn State. They actually had a vigil.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Some of the places that were mentioned, you, of course, mentioned Hooligans.
Hooligans, yeah, yeah.
Carlos Murphy's.
Yep, yeah.
And there were a few other places.
Man, your little custard place.
Yes. Back in my hometown, the custard stand. How could you? And Maria Sharapova retiring from tennis.
Yeah.
We had a memory of... 1-900 hot grunts.
Yes. Well,
for those women.
Hopefully.
Because that's what she was known for.
Right. Right.
She was a big runner.
She, a big runter.
A big runter.
All right.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have in about a little over 20 minutes another chance to put some money in her pocket. A little bit of wham, walking around money. Top of the hour for that. 11:40, your next chance to score a family four-pack. Off to Disneyland Resort. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and as we always say, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.